says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us here at the Trump Phenomenon on November 7th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host here on this live program entitled The Trump Phenomenon, that's on from 9 to 10 p.m. every Monday through Friday Eastern Time. We skip Saturday and come back at you Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's always a live show. And recently we found out it has a big, big audience through TalkStream Live. So hello to all you TalkStream Live folks out there. And this show has had some very high rankings on TalkStream Live, which is utterly shocking to me. And the still trying to figure it out. But thank you, all of you out there who make it happen. That's a very, that number at TalkStream Live is a very solid metric. It's just the number of people clicking in and listening to a show. So we're up there with Michael Savage and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. We're not there in the top five, but we're in the top 15 with those folks. And so as Lawrence Welk, I'm up here in North Dakota. Lawrence Welk was a North Dakotan and used to say, a wonderful, a wonderful, a wonderful. The another day full, chock full of amazing Trump phenomena. We can talk about the Epstein story tonight. We can talk about the Project Veritas expose there on the Epstein story. We can talk about little Adam Schiff and the Ukraine hoax now going on, and the it's mind-boggling the way in which we are finding out. Well, these things connect. The cover-up of the Jeff Epstein murder fobbed off on us as a suicide that nobody believes was a suicide. The man was murdered. What's the connection? The connection is that Jeff Epstein was part of the blackmail network that photographed on his sex island, documented for blackmail purposes, powerful people in the world. And what he was doing was well known to every security agency in the world. The British had Prince Andrew flying to Sex Island, so British intelligence sure knew about it. Former President Bill Clinton was flying to Sex Island. Who knows? Maybe President Clinton was. But Bill Clinton was going back and forth so often that he needed a... He was going back dozens of times, at least. So all of American intelligence knew about it in full, and yet they did nothing. And the jurisdiction, the law enforcement agency with jurisdiction, would be the Federal Bureau of Investigation. American Virgin Islands, Little St. James Island. It's U.S. territory. That's an FBI. That's on the FBI beat. They did nothing to stop the obvious criminality. Spectacular criminality. They didn't do anything. Well, then you say, well, why? Well, the only conclusion I could come to is they were running the operation. In other words, if they're letting it go on, if they're providing protection, they're the big dog on the beat there. They're bigger than Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein's a nobody. He's got a guy with some money. He made a little money in the stock market. You don't actually know how he made the money, but he doesn't have any kind of a spectacular career. He didn't run any big company. He didn't invent anything. He's a very rich guy. So where did that money come from? But my point being, next to the FBI, he's an ant. He's an easily squished ant, an easily controlled ant next to the power of the FBI. And that's the operative police agency. Well, why am I mentioning the FBI? Because the Dallas Police Department or the Detroit Police Department or the Defense Intelligence Agency or, you know, go on down the list of police power organizations, they don't have jurisdiction. The FBI has, and the Virgin Islands local cops, that's a joke. I mean, that's not anything. So it's the FBI. So they are aware of this, and they are aware that these incredibly powerful, key, important people are going there. They're in the business of blackmail. They're in the business of counterintelligence. They're in the business of getting film, getting compromising film and events. So Jeffrey Epstein is their dream come true. But he's more than their dream come true. I think he's their operative. He's working under their aegis. And that's why they're doing nothing about it today. And that's why Jeffrey Epstein is dead. He was murdered. But how does this connect to Donald Trump? Well, the deep state, we are now finding out, as we never knew before, how deep the deep state is and how it operates and how it controls people. Operations like Jeffrey Epstein's. It kills people. It blackmails people. It's evil. All of those traits are exemplified by the Epstein operation. And the death, the murder of Epstein, exemplifies all of that. And will we ever find out who murdered Epstein? Well, there arises Donald Trump. If we're ever going to break through to find out truth about the deep state, it will have to be through Donald Trump. And so that is why, that explains why the deep state is now doing everything frantically, everything it can to destroy Donald Trump. Every news outlet is squelching the story about Amy Robach, who has this video with at ABC, a full video exposing Clinton, Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein. She had it 3 years ago, and ABC sat on it. But now this story about that story is being sat upon by CNN and MSNBC. They won't cover this story. They won't talk about the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. They won't talk about Amy Robach's story. They won't talk about Project Veritas. It is right out of 1984. It has gone into the memory hole. It's gone. And on every show, every news show, it's nonstop, wall to wall. Impeach Donald Trump, blah, 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 as if nothing else is happening in the world. And this is a non-event. This, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein is a huge event, a huge real thing. Can you imagine the video? The FBI just scooped it up. We read in the paper that FBI cleaned out Little St. James Island. So they've got all that stuff. They've got all that film. What are they going to do with it? It's going to disappear, isn't it? Well, it may continue to exist because it can still be used to control the people on the film. There you go. That's very real. But Donald Trump's crimes and misdemeanors, non-existent. Absolutely non-existent. What an exemplary human being. But if the media screams continuously, loudly, indignantly, constantly, that this man is awful, he's terrible, he's all these bad things, they've proved George Orwell's thesis that they can actually get people to believe something bad. This guy did something bad. I can't vote for him. Anyway, that's where we are right now, and now it's the Ukraine hoax. And look at the faces of these evil people. Adam, does Adam Schiff look like an evil person to you? Would you like to be in a dark room with Adam Schiff? Would you like to be in a dark room with Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton? These are evil people. Well, let's go to our hero, Donald Trump. And here's what he is saying to us today. Let's look at the size of his account. It's 66.6 million people following, according to Twitter. We have to take their word for it because they can manipulate all of this. There might be 100 million people following Donald Trump, and Twitter shaves it down to 66.6. We don't know. Let me hit refresh here. He notes that the stock market hit a new record again for what, the 100th time today? The radical left, Democrats, and lamestream media are just trying to make it hard for Republicans and me to win in 2020. The new impeachment hoax is already turning against them. Well, let's hope, folks. Let us hope that that is how this will play out. And here's a good one. The Amazon Washington Post. Amazon, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, so it's his mouthpiece, his house organ. And three low-life reporters, Matt Zapatosky, Josh Dossi, and Carol Leonig, wrote another fake news story without any sources, pure fiction, about Bill Barr and myself. We both deny this story, which they knew before they wrote it. And then I like this three-word summary, a garbage newspaper. And I love that Donald Trump is over and over again letting people know these people are pieces of crap. They are disgusting. He used the term here, lowlifes, lowlifes. And he says, a garbage newspaper. And I love what he did just recently. He told the executive branch, I want you to get all those damn copies of the Washington Post and the New York Times. Get them the hell out of my executive branch. We're not subscribing to these garbage newspapers anymore. The president said in his talk there, was it in Tupelo, Mississippi, or was it in Monroe, Louisiana, that he said, when I arrived at the White House, these stacks of these papers were everywhere. Piles and piles of the Post and the New York Times. Not anymore. He writes today, it was just explained to me that for next week's fake hearing, and then he puts in parentheses, trial. Because he's perceiving that's exactly what it is. This is not an investigation. This is a kangaroo court. This is a trial. This is a trial in the great tradition of the Lubyanka prison. And the KGB. The fake hearing or trial in the House as they interview never Trumpers. I get no lawyer and no due process. It is a Pelosi Schiff scam against the Republican Party and me. This witch hunt should not be allowed to proceed. And here's another great one. he's quoting Senator John Kennedy. Remember, John Kennedy spoke at the Monroe, Louisiana rally. John Kennedy is the freshman Republican senator from Louisiana, but he's no freshman. He's been around the track a few times, and he is quoted by the president, "What did Hunter Biden do for the money?" Unquote. The president says, "A very good question. He and Sleepy Joe must testify." Now, I mean, this is so simple, folks. A little registered letter to Hunter Biden saying, "We request your presence, we subpoena your presence before the," just name any Senate committee, still controlled by the Republican Party, still controlled by sane people. "We request," and honest people, "we request you that you, you we require that you, that you attend and answer questions." And it would be a matter of minutes. "Mr. Biden, what did you do? What did you do? Mr. Biden, where did you, what," et cetera. Just bing, 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 very quickly. "How much money did you get?" "Oh, I don't know exactly." "Well, we don't care exactly. Just ballpark it. Millions? Tens of millions? Where's the $1.5 billion you got from the Chinese? What did you do with that? How much money did you make with that money?" Very interesting stuff. But has anybody subpoenaed Hunter Biden? No. For all their tough talk, where's the subpoena of Hunter Biden? Where's the subpoena of Joe Biden? Then here's another tweet from the president today. "Based on the information released last night about the fake whistleblower's attorney," that's this guy named Zaid is his name, the impeachment hoax should be ended immediately. There is no case except against the other side." This guy was tweeting or writing somewhere in social media that a coup, he actually used the word coup, had begun against President Trump the month that he was sworn in. Here's one. I read this today in the media that Donald Trump had asked Bill Barr to hold a news conference. And the president responds, "The degenerate Washington Post made up the story about me asking Bill Barr to hold a news conference. Never happened, and there were no sources." So this is what's going on, folks. The media is simply, and the president gets it so right. They are the enemy of the people. They have no ethics at all. They're killers. And they're desperate. The truth mattering to them? These are disgusting. As the president says, I like it when he sweeps his arm across the media at his rallies, saying these are the most dishonest people in the world. We'll be right back. Still lies 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. And let me check my caller board here. See what's happening over there. Nothing. Their lights open. So you're welcome to call in if you like. I'm looking at pictures of the crowd last night in Monroe. And the Louisianans say, they say Monroe. Not Monroe. Monroe, Louisiana. Absolutely huge crowd, huge overflow crowd outside. It looks as if they're looking at a projector image of what's going on inside with speakers. Here's the president again, once again today, stating it again. He said it today: the lamestream media, which is the enemy of the people. Isn't that beautiful? And we need someone to tell us that from the top hundreds and hundreds of times until it sinks in that the lamestream media is the enemy of the people. That's new, isn't it? No president, no major figure in American history has ever said that. The enemy of the people. Imagine what it feels like to be Wolf Blitzer or Anderson Cooper or Chris Cuomo, and have the president every day identifying you, sometimes by name, in person, as in the case of all three of those. I don't know if he's identified Wolf Blitzer specifically, but Anderson Cooper and Chris Cuomo, Shepard Smith, as the enemies of the people. Imagine what it's like to put your head down on your pillow at night to sleep, and ringing in your ears is the president saying that you, Chris Cuomo, you, Jake Tapper, you are the enemy of the people. They are working overtime with made-up stories in order to drive dissension and distrust. And of course, the president's being, he's such a gentleman, he's being too nice in describing what they're doing. They're not just trying to drive dissension and distrust. They're exactly what he said in the previous phrase. They're the enemies of the people. They're trying to destroy our people. They are the enemy of the people. They're not just an irritant to the people. They're not just a bummer for the people. They are the enemy of the people. They are trying to destroy our people. So now here's an example of, you know, what should have, could have, would have been for Donald Trump had he not flown straight into the hurricane of lamestream lying and attacks that he has had to endure for almost 3 years. He says, thanks to many of you here today, my administration and Republicans in Congress have now confirmed 157 federal judges who will uphold our Constitution as written, a profoundly historic milestone and a truly momentous achievement. Now, why is that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing, 157 federal judges. But why? Why is that? Well, because the Republicans didn't lose the Senate the way Paul Ryan caused them to lose the House. Thank you, Paul Ryan. May you burn in hell, Paul Ryan. Because the president, in conjunction with a Republican Senate, can take this all the way to completion from nomination to confirmation of a federal judge, that's getting done. And that would be true if Republicans still held the House and if Paul Ryan were not there. The border wall funding would have gone lickety-split. The control on refugees would have sailed right through and on down the line. And that's why the president said in Monroe, Louisiana, he said, we must retake the House. He had emphasis on that. Because if the House remains in the control of Nancy Pelosi and pencil neck Adam Schiff, no spending bill can originate without getting by crazy Nancy and shifty Schiff, which means they're not going to get by them. So the president is limited to what he can do by executive order, what he can do by memorandum, what he can do in foreign policy in conjunction with the Senate. Very limited. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back, folks. Don Jr., boy, I'll tell you what, Don Jr. is a standout. Donald Trump Jr., he appeared on the, what is this stupid show with Whoopi Goldberg, The Voice, but I just looked at a little bit of that wonderful, wonderful defense of his dad, excellent command of facts. Don't mess with Don Jr. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. Something else we see going on right now is that as Donald Trump Sr. came into the White House, he had an entire horde of deep state people in position all around him and probably did not fully realize, how could he, the extent to which they were doing everything they could to destroy him. So, for instance, this person, Yovanovitch, this ambassador to Ukraine, who, just look at her face, just look at her hairdo. Yovanovitch hates Trump. She's an Obama left-wing communist rat. And she's done everything she could do to destroy Donald Trump. And she and hundreds and thousands of others. Attempting to destroy the president from within every department around him. And what could the president have done? Now, this, we'll find out what he could possibly do when he's reelected on November 3rd, 2020. And hopefully he will make much more of a clean sweep, clear out these stables, and drive these Yovanoviches out of their offices and replace them with patriots. But it's a tall order. Let's go back to the president's Twitter account. Hit refresh. And the here's a little bit. This is put up by the president himself from, well, he puts up, there's a contrast. There was a meeting for a rally for John Bel Edwards, who's the sitting Louisiana governor, Democrat, piece of work. And he had a rally in Monroe, Louisiana, at the same time that Donald Trump had a rally. And there's a picture of the Trump rally with an absolute sea of people, with this tremendous presence of a red theme. People, more and more Trump attendees are getting red T-shirts and getting red MAGA hats. So there's a sea of red. And then the John Bel Edwards crowd looks like it's about less than about 20 people. And probably 15 of those are John Bel Edwards staff. The president tweets something from the Alabama football game. It says, at the Alabama game, the PA announced protest during the LSU game and you risk losing your reserve seating. So Alabama is Donald Trump country. So is Louisiana. As an Alabama story, Jeff Sessions went on the Tucker Carlson show today and said he wants to run for Senate, his old Senate seat. And this is, wow, it was interesting watching Jeff Sessions' face, trying to figure the guy out, what's going on in his head. He looks a little daft. And the, what are you doing, Jeff? So he wants to get in and run for his seat. So we'll see how that goes. He claimed, I'm the biggest supporter of Donald Trump. If I'm reelected, I will be the biggest supporter of the Trump agenda. He never actually said the biggest supporter of Trump. He said the supporter of the Trump agenda, which he claimed to have been advocating before there was Donald Trump. It's interesting how political office becomes addicting to people. So we'll see what happens with Jeff Sessions. He just didn't seem to get it. The dots didn't seem to be connecting in his head as he sat there being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. Let's see if we can get a little of this Epstein story. Let's see if I can get the, let's go to Project Veritas. Now this, folks, this is a, if you're not aware of Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, you need to add that to your list of favorites. It's at projectveritas.com. And what James O'Keefe set out to do a number of years ago, a young guy, he said, I'm not going to sit on my hands the way folks on the right generally do. I'm going to aggressively go after the enemy, and I'm going to get into their, I'm going to work my way, I'm going to run guerrilla operations where I get inside of their offices with a disguise, you know, with a hidden camera, and I'm going to record them. I'm going to expose them. And he's done a great job of doing this. Let's see if Veritas. Here is the bombshell that he's got going right now, which is that he has video footage from ABC of Amy Robach, in which she says, I've had this story for 3 years. ABC would not put it on the air, says Good Morning America breaking news anchor and 2020 co-anchor Amy Robach. It was unbelievable. We had Clinton. We had everything. We had whole allegations about Prince Andrew. Amy Robach describes how she interviewed a woman who had the courage to come forward years ago about Epstein. And she says of this woman, she had pictures. Pictures! She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. So this story, I mean, that is one juicy story. And then Amy Robach says, when she took the story to ABC, their response was, now get this, right out of 1984. Who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. let's see if we can get some, I don't see video here on the actual Project Veritas site. I wonder if they have some restriction in their ability to do video. Let's see. They shouldn't. Video is their thing. No, I don't see it running on their website. There's probably a good reason for that. Well, here's some video. Listen to this.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that we that also quashed the story.
Now, so here's the video. They sure do have the video. Realize what you're hearing here. Amy Robach, a big-time anchor at ABC, doesn't know she's on a live camera and is unaware. She thinks she's off the record and off camera. She's saying all these things. Somebody inside of ABC smuggled this out. And apparently that person's been fired, by the way, to James O'Keefe.
And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, it was what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up, hey, yep, Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago, saying, like, there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
That was the clip.
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony about to give away the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help
you? Yes, I do.
First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. It was unbelievable what we had, Clinton.
Now she's talking. Who is she talking with? She's actually talking to her producer, according to the video I'm watching here.
Everything. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air.
That's tape leaked to us by our latest network insider. This brave insider works at ABC News. ABC News anchorwoman Amy Robach is talking to her producer on a hot mic. She says she had the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago, and her bosses at ABC News spiked it.
And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had, Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations that I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal.
Our insider told us this tape was recorded earlier this year in late August, a day or so after this NPR report came out sharply criticizing ABC News for not broadcasting the Robach-Giuffre interview years ago. ABC has episodically covered the scandal, yet the interview was never broadcast. And Giuffre says she was never told why.
Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago, saying, there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
Now, you can't get a bigger story than that. Well, I mean, that's a huge story. And so this illustrates the utter corruption, the utter evil of the American media. They're pretending that doesn't exist. The guy's murdered. He's got Clinton flying there. He's got Prince Andrew and hundreds of other very powerful, prominent people. The media won't cover it. Corrupt, totally corrupt. The prosecutors, totally corrupt, won't cover it. The FBI won't investigate it, won't talk about it. Totally what? Totally corrupt. And what's meant by the word corrupt? Evil. Sick. Evil people. As Donald Trump has said about Nancy Pelosi, this is a sick woman. He got that right. And I like what Senator of Louisiana John Kennedy said about Nancy Pelosi, just by the by. He said of her at the Monroe, Louisiana rally, he said, "It must suck to be so dumb." It was good. Juxtapositions, these contrasts between huge stories like 9/11, the Twin Towers. No investigation of that. We're not interested in that. Jeffrey Epstein running the biggest blackmail sex ring in the history of the world. Who's he? That's a dumb story. That's what the guy said. The producer said, that's a dumb story. A stupid story. But Donald Trump having a phone call, a nice phone call, with President Zelensky of Ukraine, this is the greatest scandal that's ever rocked the earth. This is cause for removal of the President of the United States. This is an earthquake. And this goes on week after week, every day, more of the same crap. the same, you know, I'm popularizing this technical term, bullshit. We're getting bullshit heaped upon us in the way we're, the true stories are hidden, buried, vaporized, and other stories are just made up, as the president tweeted today. They just made it up. The corrupt, lying news media just made, they just make it up. They just lie. What a time in our lives. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
We're back, folks, in our final segment. Let me give you this clip. Illustrating the powerful nature of the lies in front of us. We have these people like Joe Biden on camera. He's at a council on foreign relations summit meeting on the stage with their president, the Council on Foreign Relations. And he actually brags about telling the Ukrainian government, fire the prosecutor who's investigating my son, or you're not getting $1 billion. My plane leaves in 6 hours. And if he's not fired, you're not getting the money. And then listen to Joe Biden say, he's saying it on film. That's the thing, this Amy Robach, she's saying it on film. We have these things. Here, listen to him.
Listen, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
Now listen to this. Listen to this. Joe Biden.
I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was.
There he is. There he is. And it's even worse than that. He said, I'm Joe Biden. I have the power to do this. I don't need to be the president. Call up Barack if you doubt me. He says it in this interview. And then he says, son of a bitch, they fired him. But Donald Trump gets investigated. Donald Trump gets impeached. He didn't do anything. Here's Joe Biden. A complete bastard, a complete lying sack of shit, as Jeanine Pirro would say. And over again, with the Epstein case, all of these things, it's so incredibly obvious. It's as obvious as a nose on your face. We have it on video. We have the person, the guilty party, bragging about his crime. But the American people are told, he's not a criminal. He's a good guy. He's the victim. And then they turn to the actual victim, the actual good guy, and say, there's the bad guy. It's Donald Trump. And that's why, the Twilight Zone music immediately comes to mind, and anything else that's surreal, that's from the bizarro world. And that's the world we're in. That's the amazing moment we're in our lives. There's never been a moment like this in any of our lives. This crap was going on. The deep state existed 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But it wasn't out in the open like this. It wasn't so brazen right in our faces every single day, as wonderful and as terrifying at the same time. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.